Thank you, Pastor Thompson. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing.
Well, God bless you, cute lady. I've been just really going about promoting more of the book. God has just opened so many doors since the book came out, How to Hear God, in June of this year. Things have really taken off. We've done several book signings around Borders bookstores all in Atlanta. We've been to Berean Christian Bookstore, Cokesbury, and been at different fairs and on television and on radio. This morning I was on Kiss 104.1 promoting the book. So many people have been just really blessed by it. You know, even with the title, you think, How to Hear God. You would think that a lot of people know, but so many times you hear somebody say, well, something told me, and they're trying to figure that out.
That's
so
right.
It's, you know, God has had me to just write those things that give just basic core values and talk about some of the ways. And I was saying that many times hearing God is not really about a desire. It's about a position that God wants us to get in. You know, when the Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. So many times we can have so much busyness going around, flying on around, and God was saying if we would just sit down and really listen, and many times it's when he speaks to us, woman of God, like when he did with Samuel. It said it was really late. So oftentimes, sometimes late at night, something wakes us up. That time we'll go and we'll say, well, let me go turn on the television, or let me go fix me something to eat. That's when the Spirit of the Lord is actually speaking to you. And if we would do like Samuel, and say, Lord, thy servant heareth, and God would begin to speak revelation and give us insight.
Yes, he will. I can relate to that too. I can relate to that too, because I spent a minute nights walking the flow.
There you go. And see, the way I look at it in there, I saw in Genesis when the Lord says the evening and the morning were the first day. And so when God's really ordering a day, it's from the evening time. And that's why, you know, we want to come to God 8 or 9 o'clock at morning. God said the business meeting to tell you about your day actually happened last evening. And so we're behind the move of God. So we're just encouraging people to really seek God, to get better advice. If we get better advice from him, we're going to make better decisions and we'll have a better quality of life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the book, that How Do You Hear God? You know, you blessed my spirit the first night you got here. I tell you, when I heard that, heard the title about How Do You Hear God?
Amen.
I was like, man of God, how dare you come in the studio talking about how to hear God?
Amen.
You know, but it was off the chain. I really like that.
Praise
because
God.
We do have to be in a certain place in
we
the
do.
Spirit to hear God.
We really do. And that's really been the heart that I found. Is so many places we go, Apostle, people have just really desired to hear that, especially even during this time and the season things. You know, we get lonely, we go through depression. But if we realize God has provided everything that we need, if we just settled ourselves, we're too busy running around and we really miss what God has for us. And that's as a result because we can't hear what he's saying.
That's right.
Praise
Thank
God.
You so much. You
Amen.
Always
Praise
bless
God.
My soul, Pastor. I tell you, I just want to cry now.
Because
I do. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Amen. And I want to hear everything he has to say
yes,
to
Lord.
Me.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
I try to keep myself in position to do that.
Amen. Because
so we
so
have
many
to live.
He has for us.
Yes, we have to be in a certain position to hear him. Yes, I mean, to really hear him.
To really hear him.
Yeah.
You
so, you know sometimes we hear, but it's not God. You
no.
know what I'm saying?
And something else, Apostle, I found out that we want to hear God in the really big things, you know, Lord, who to marry and which house to buy. But God will start us off training us to hear him. He'll start us off with the small things. He might say, well, to pick up that red pencil, or pick this, and we'll hear that. And so you have to really be graduated to the big things. We can't say, okay, God, now who do I need to marry? But we can't recognize his voice. One of the things I talk about in the book is many of us recognize the voice of a friend, but we don't recognize the voice of God.
That's
now
right.
We know God's word, but
that's
we don't
right.
know God's voice.
Amen.
And so when he speaks, we can't hear him. And that's why we say, well, something told me. But if we establish a pattern, like talking on the phone, you can call me anywhere, and I know this is the apostle.
That's right, when you right start off. A relationship.
Relationship. Come on, woman of God.
If you got a relationship, then sometimes
exactly
I'll say,
right.
I hear you, Lord. I hear you. I hear you.
You
he
can't
say, you
got to
do this. I hear you. All
that's
right.
It.
Yes, I do.
If you don't have that
Thank
relationship,
you so much.
Like
that's
said,
right.
It makes
you
a
got
difference.
A relationship. That's right.
Praise
God. You will hear and you will know that it's
You'll
him.
You'll know that it's
and
him.
You'll
Amen.
Know that it's God.
Amen.
So we thank you so much, Pastor.
Praise
and
God.